Morgan, when you first moved away from home, how old were you?
I was 18.
Where did you move from, and who was living there at the time?
I moved from my dad's house in Ohio, and my dad and my stepmom and my cat were living there.
And did you move with anyone?
Oh, I moved to California, and I moved in with my mom.
How did you decide to come to California?
Well, it was kind of last minute. I was planning on going to school in Ohio, but I just didn't feel right about it, and I wanted to, like, take a chance or be adventurous, so I thought it was the right time. And with my mom living in California, I had the opportunity to, so.
Oh, okay, so your mom was already living here.
Yeah, my mom was living in Long Beach.
Oh,
I was
okay.
living with my dad from 13 to 18, and I just felt like, I don't know, if I didn't do it, I would regret it, so I moved out here.
Did you go to school right away, or was did you test out
the area? I knew the Long Beach area just because I would come out here every summer and visit, so, like, I knew kind of what it was going to be like. I knew it was going to be different living here, but I at least had, like, an idea because I had been out here before, but...
You just went out to visit?
Yeah. But I took a semester off, then decided to go to school.
Did you have most of your family in Ohio, or...?
Okay.
Was it hard to be all the way in California?
Well, it wasn't really because I really just needed a change in my life. And, like, all of my friends were going to school, and I was just at that age where I needed to, like, break free from, like, everything that I was used to. And so it really wasn't hard for that. At least at the time it wasn't. Right now, yeah, it's hard, but...
How long have you been away from Ohio?
It's been 5 years.
Oh, okay. Is it a lot different living in California than Ohio?
It's a lot different, yeah.
How?
Well, I don't know if it's, like, California, per se, or just, like, living in a bigger city.
Oh, okay. You're from
a small town
in Ohio?
It's not too small. I think the population when I was living there was, like, 40,000.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, like, really small, but the way the town is set up, it makes it feel really small because in California or in Long Beach, there's, like, Long Beach and then there's surrounding cities. So it feels really, really big. But where I'm from, it's, like, there's the city and then, like, on the outside, there's nothing, just fields.
Oh, really?
So, like, you feel like you live in a really small town, but there's quite a bit of people.
You know what I mean?
But it's
still separated from...
Yeah.
It's not in,
like
you in LA where you just drive through town
you
after
drive,
town
you get on
and
the
you
freeway
know where
and,
one ends.
Yeah. You get on the freeway here, and it's, like, one city after another. You can never get away from it. But
yeah.
Where I'm from, it's, like, there's a city, and then... You can drive, like, 5 minutes outside of the city and feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So it feels like a small town, and everyone's kind of trapped in that small town, so you know everyone. So
moving out of that town is, like, a big deal because you have to move.
It's like you live in a little bubble. Yeah.
Wow.
And I got out of it when I moved out here. So, yeah, that's different, and then just the culture is different. The people, there's much more diversity here. It's faster here.
Was that hard to get used to?
Yeah, it took me like one year to adjust. And it was great for like a few years. I really liked it as soon as I started meeting people. But now that I'm older, I'm like really missing my family. And I've changed, you know. So...
Yeah. What about California is really fast compared to Ohio?
Oh,
I mean,
like,
I've never
the
been
drivers,
to Ohio,
first
but.
Of all, like, I mean, I drive really fast now, but I didn't before because where I'm from, the cops are, like, always out, like, looking to pull people over, and so Yeah, they're really strict there. Here, it's like you can get away with it because there's other stuff mm-hmm. going on. So the traffic, just like the lifestyle, I don't know. Maybe it's my lifestyle, maybe it's not really California, because I'm always busy, like, mm-hmm. in a hurry. But it just seems like everyone's in a hurry
yeah.
here, you know?
I think so, yeah. It's just more laid back over in Ohio.
Yeah, and, like, there's just more to do here.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like people are always looking to be entertained here.
Mm-hmm.
But where I'm from, like, there wasn't really anything to entertain you.
Was there, like, a movie theater? Or?
Except, like, a movie theater. Yeah, a movie concert. Theater. There was some music, like, at bars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then bowling? I don't know.
Skating plus? Skating rink?
Yeah, we had a skating rink. But mostly it was just, like, you had to entertain yourself. You had to, like, create your own fun,
mm-hmm.
which I think is, like, the most fun.
Yeah.
When you do that, so, but yeah, here it's, like, there's always something going on, like,
mm-hmm.
everything's open, like, 24 hours, and on Sundays.
What is one thing that you learned because you moved away from home, moved away from Ohio?
I don't think I really thought about that. I know I've learned a ton, but I don't really know... Specifically, it's kind of depressing, but I learned that you can't trust people.
Did you have
like,
some
I
bad
think,
experiences?
Yeah, like, I came here, like, with, a, I don't know, just a very trusting attitude, I guess. But, like, I think... When you live in a big city, you can't really live like that because you can't trust people. They take advantage
yeah.
of you and stuff. So, I don't know, like, my car's been stolen twice.
Oh, my
since
gosh.
I've been here. Yeah.
In just 5 years?
Uh-huh.
That's
yep.
really bad. Did you get it back?
Yeah, I got it back both times. Just little things like leaving your purse on your chair and you walk
mm-hmm.
away. Like, I can't do that anymore, you know? I do sometimes still. So I don't know if I really
yeah, I
learned
that
lesson.
About
that
too. I was like, well, the other day in class I did just leave my bag there and take off for a
I
while.
I mean, it depends. It depends where you go.
Yeah. What's one thing that you really like about living here
about
in California?
Living here?
Or just...
I like know. That there's like every type of food.
Me too.
To
That's
from.
Awesome,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, that's, like, one of the best parts.
Is there a particular type of food that you have tried out here that you couldn't get in Ohio? Or I'm sure there's a couple,
yeah,
but
what's
something that you,
Cambodian
that you really
food.
Like? Cambodian.
Yeah. And Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, love food, so I could go on and on. But actually, the town where I'm from... it's like progressing, so
mm-hmm.
they are like getting other restaurants
mm-hmm.
more like diverse. What else? Of course, the sunshine. I love
oh,
the sunshine.
Oh, is it a lot different in
yeah.
Ohio?
Uh-huh.
How so?
Well, let's see. I would say it's cold and snowy and wet and gray, like, I don't know, 5 months, 6 months out of the year. And then in the summer, it gets really, really hot and humid. Like,
oh.
you can't even go outside of your house. That's how uncomfortable it is to go outside. But it
is...
You
have to spend most of the year indoors, then?
Well, you don't have to, but, like, when it's winter, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you do. Summertime, I mean, you can go outside, but it's not very comfortable, yeah. But it is really beautiful in the fall. Like, the leaves start turning orange and red and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And the spring's not bad either, but it rains a lot. So,
okay.
I would say, like, maybe... September, October, November are like the best months out of the whole year. So 3 months. And then like December, it's really nice when it snows, like it's really pretty, but like March, April, May, not so much May, I would say February, March, and April, that's when it's just like gray and gloomy and just wet, like the snow is melting, so it's just not very pretty.
Do you miss the snow living in California?
I do a little bit, but I know that like if I moved back, I would get sick of it again.
Oh.
Yeah.
One of those things
I miss
like
the fall.
Grass is greener on that
I miss the fall mostly. Mm. Yeah. Right. Because, I don't know, it's just, you actually get to experience the seasons.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't change
Christmas
too much
is not
here.
Christmas out here. It just does not feel like Christmas. And same with, like, fall. Like, in the fall, you do fun things like go on hay rides and, like, go to pumpkin patches and pick a pumpkin and you do all that fun stuff. Where here it's like just doesn't, I mean you can do it here but
it's like
I don't know,
a
it's not
pumpkin
the same.
Patch in a parking lot.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different than
yeah.
like cutting your own pumpkin
right.
off of a vine.
Right. It's different. Yeah.
Alright, well that's all the questions
okay.
I have.
Thanks. You're welcome.